So tonight, we're back with another episode of The Media Matters. It feels very weird not to have my headphones on. So none of us are wearing our headphones tonight because that's just how we're going to roll. We're gonna do this.
You can be honest.
Tell the truth.
You can be honest. Yeah.
The truth is all of us forgot our headphones. That's the truth.
Except for SK.
Right.
That is the truth.
Right.
One half of the room forgot. The other half was good.
So
I stand by my girls.
Of the three of us, two of us left our headphones at home.
That's not true. Three threes. The three threes forgot them. Okay. So tonight we're talking about the difference between psychics and mediums. And for most of the world, there is no difference. Those terms are used interchangeably, but it's all good. So before we get down to business, I just want to catch up with my witches because I haven't seen you guys since last week except you, Marie. Like today I saw you for the first time in the office in forever. Not because you're never there, but because I am never there. I'm always somewhere else. So what have you guys been up to?
Work, and more work.
Mm-hmm. And if I remember correctly, someone told me earlier today that they were in a champagne fog. I don't know who that was.
Oh, how about that?
I have no idea who you're talking about. That's kind of foggy to me. I really don't know what you're talking about.
Are you still tasting champagne?
No, I'm good now. I'm good. Went to brunch yesterday, and me and my other half, 16 years of hanging out and
awesome.
Was it an anniversary brunch?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
So we went out, had a Sunday brunch, and they had bottomless mimosas until 2 o'clock.
Oh.
So we got there around noon and figured bottomless mimosas till 2 o'clock. Okay. Well, 2 o'clock came and went, and the bartender was just like, oh yeah, we'll keep going.
The mimosas kept coming.
I said, okay.
Okay. I don't know that I've ever had a mimosa. Like, I don't think I've ever.
You should try it sometime.
Maybe I have. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm lying. I don't know. Like, off the top of my head, I don't remember.
Well, we were in Houston. Remember that place we would go to breakfast? What was it? The whiskey?
Whiskey cake.
Whiskey cake.
Oh, that place is so good.
They had mimosa flights, which was fantastic.
Yes, I remember you telling me when you guys went to brunch that you had the mimosa flight. You did have it, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, yes, all things mimosa. Lily, what'd you do this weekend?
So, I did a little bit of work, but my cousin from Germany is here. And so, we hung out with him, took him to the beach, and trying to make sure he had a good time. So, lots of family stuff.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
How about you?
What did I do? So I've been watching Shameless, like binge watching on Netflix. Oh my God. Do you guys know what show this is?
I do know the show. I haven't watched it, but
I've heard of it. I haven't seen it.
I've had family members watch it, mm-hmm. so I have seen some of it.
Mm-hmm, 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 mm-hmm.
But I don't follow it completely because just head explosion, just trying to, yeah.
It's so good. It's a dramedy,
mm-hmm.
I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And these actors, like the cast is so good. Whoever did casting and put these people together, super genius. The stories, every episode are amazing. You love them. You hate them. I mean, they do it up. They do it right. So this show is ridiculously addictive. I cannot.
Which is the last thing I need in my life right now.
I know. No, but it's been so good for me, like to not have to put time and energy into anything else and just relax is so good. And this show just, it gives it to me. And like, not every episode, but way too often I'm crying. I'm like, oh, yeah, what? It's stupid.
That's why I stopped watching This Is Us.
Because I've never watched. I want to, though.
Bald. It's a great show. I binged watched, like, I think the first, second season. And then I stopped, just because I've got to stop binge watching TV shows. Because my life stops.
Yes.
My life stops.
I am familiar. Yeah.
House does not get clean. Chores does not get done. So I have to regulate myself.
Well, I started watching Game of Thrones in Houston, like in April, I think it was, and watched that all the way through. And oh my God. Oh my God. So it's no mystery now that all of my stuff, all of my technology is named after a Game of Thrones character.
I noticed you started calling your dogs dragons.
Yes. Mm-hmm. My Surface here, Sansa. She goes by Sansa. And yeah, you'll, it's, that show is ridiculous. I know you've watched some of it.
Mm-hmm. I read all the books first.
Oh, that's right.
So I know the story. I know maybe not the show story, but I know the author's story.
You know a lot more than you thought you did because you thought you were in season 3 and we figured out you were in season 5.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, so not, you were like I'm way not ahead. As far
behind as I thought.
Yes. So I got my mom into it. She finished the series. So good. So that's what's been nice about this summer. Is while I've been trying to recover from Houston, I've been binge watching stuff. And oh my God, what a blast I'm having. What a freaking blast. So that said, I guess we can get on with the show because I could sit here and talk about binge watching forever. So in any event, so like I said, tonight we are talking about the difference between psychics and mediums. Do you guys know what the difference is?
I'm actually very curious to find out the difference. I'll be honest that I purposely didn't do a lot of preparation for this because I was very curious to see what came out of the discussions. I have a little bit of my own thoughts, but I didn't do a lot of research because I wanted it to be sort of an organic conversation.
So what do you think they are? Like, what do you think the difference is?
I mean, if... Except that I know a lot more, but say before I started on this journey and learning about Reiki and some of the mystic work that we do, I would have said that a psychic is someone who can intuit information or maybe see into the future, and a medium would be someone who can talk to dead people or ghosts. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That would have been my,
you're like
my
spot
5 years ago answer.
That's upsetting because I had to do homework.
Well, I think before we started down the Reiki path, I would have said, you know, the two terms are interchangeable. But after everything that we've been through these last couple of years, I mean, I think there is a clear difference.
Yeah, for sure.
I think everybody is a psychic because everybody's got intuition. Everybody right. has that gut feeling.
Right.
That's that psychic ability that everybody has. It's just whether you exercise that muscle or not. And a medium is a type of psychic. So a medium has psychic abilities, but a psychic may not be a medium.
Yes. All mediums are psychics, but not all psychics are mediums.
Right.
That is a true, that's like right. everything. That's everywhere.
Right. Yeah. So I think a medium is just a classification of all of the psychic abilities that are out there.
Right. It's like when you're building your car or your computer and there's like the, you know, there's like the make, the model, and then there's, what's the other one called?
Serial number?
No, it's like the, it's like the sub model or the, you know what I mean? So there's like the Honda Accord EX and then the,
oh yeah,
you know
so
what
the
I mean?
Type.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's like that where the psychic has like this list of things that they can do. And then the medium has their list plus all the things that the psychic can do. Okay. So yeah, that statement is very true, Marie. I've read that a lot. I've read that for a long time that all mediums are psychics, but not all psychics are mediums. So yeah, the psychics do perceive information. And I guess like one of the classic things that people think of when they think of a psychic is like the fortune teller. So it's like the iconic at the circus, like the old timey circus with the crystal ball
sure,
and
the crystal ball and stuff.
Yeah.
Like
the gypsy turban. Looking woman. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very much. So it's kind of like that where they are perceiving someone's energy, like their auric field, and right. they can see past, present and future. And the psychic tends to be the person that is giving you that information of like, oh, your career and your health and like that's the person. And yeah, the medium is definitely the one that receives the information, excuse me, and is working with one or more people on another plane to help them get that information. So yeah, very different, the two, but also very connected, which I think is cool. I mean,
Yeah, because the psychic, they get their information basically from the universe, whatever you believe. Whereas the medium gets their messages from those who have crossed over.
Mm-hmm.
So you're a medium.
Yes. And so researching this, because I've looked into this before here and there, and when I was coming up with the name for the show, I really wanted to know what the difference was. So I did some research, and that was, a couple years ago as I was prepping for the show and trying to figure out where my abilities lie. And so it can be really confusing if you don't quite know the terminology or, whatever the case, because some of it, a lot of times, often when you are reading about it, the two overlap so much that you're like, okay, so where is the line for the psychic and where's the line for the medium? So it is a little bit confusing. But yes, I am, I guess, really a psychic medium, but really I identify as the medium. I don't go into a reading to read anyone's aura. I don't read auras. I can see auras from time to time, but I have to intentionally look for it. Mm-hmm. I'd say like 90% of the time. 10%, like they just pop up for whatever reason. I don't know. Like it's show and tell or it's a flashing. I don't know what it is, but it's an auric flash.
People like to flash you.
They do. I'm very flashable.
You bring that out in people.
Yeah, I do. People like to get naked around me. I don't know what it is. So I don't like set out to look for an aura, but every now and then, like I said, like I can just see it. So I don't ever go into a reading with the intention of giving someone information that they need right now that relates to their health or career or love or any. I don't ever answer those questions unless someone guides me to deliver that information. So there are times when someone will ask me for a reading and I now have to ask specifically what they're looking for, because I gravitate toward connecting with people that have crossed over or even energies that haven't been in physical form, like an angel, a healer, like something along those lines. So I have to be more specific now and ask those questions, because some people are looking for present guidance, which that's not my field, like I said, but I can do it. But someone has to give me the info. Again, someone has to give me the info. So
yeah, order off the menu, please.
Right. So, I mean, I can do it. And it's an interesting process for me, because I go into a reading. I get my information by meditating. I like to go into that meditative space where I can ground and center, and I can spend time doing my own thing in whatever dimension or plane I travel to, and really just be one-on-one. And then once I feel like I'm good, then I set the intention to call upon the loved ones for this specific person that are in God's love and light, because I also want to make sure that I am dealing with light energies and not the darkies.
Smart.
Yes. So, because I also have no desire to deliver negative information unless it's something that is like a triage situation. It's emergency, right? And is, imperative that this person hear this right now. Not like, you're a piece of crap.
you're a bad person.
Yeah, if I'm getting that from the other side, I am pretty positive I'm not dealing with one of your loved ones. I don't know. I might be, you might be like, Uncle Bob. I don't know. I really don't know. So, I mean, I don't know. So that's my process. I go into meditation, and I purposely make sure that when someone comes to me and says, hey, can you do a reading for me? Or can you do a reading for my friend? I just say, stop right there. Don't give me any more information. All I need is a first name. And I would say now I've done readings where it's probably, I've done more readings for people that I've never met ever before versus people that I have met at least once or I've talked to a few times. So in cases like that, I mean, I've had people come to me and say, hey, can you do a reading for my friend? They just lost a loved one. And I say, whoa, stop right there. Just give me their name and I will see who I can connect to. So I don't even have to talk to that person that wants the information. And it's happened several times. And I'll go into that meditation and say, I would like to connect to so-and-so's friends, loved ones, in God's highest love and light. And it's like a freaking magnet. They know who I'm calling on. Like, I don't know how it happens. But I mean, the universe knows what my intention is, I guess, or who needs the info. And it's incredible what comes back. And one of the benefits to doing it that way is that I cannot be accused of reading someone's energy, someone's body language, or going off of what someone is saying and then choosing what to tell them, because it's not my method. That would be really damn hard to do.
Right.
After getting all the information from meditation. So, I mean, more than just on occasion, I'd say pretty often when I am delivering the information to the person that asked for the reading. So what I do is in my meditation, I have a notebook and I write down all the responses to the questions, and I'll write the question and I'll write the response. And that's what I deliver to the recipient, the person that's asking for the reading. And often while we're having that conversation, their loved one will come back through to give more information and to provide more verification, validation. There you go. That's the word.
Clarification.
More validation that they are who they say they are. And it is the most random stuff. And where I'm like, I don't know what the hell that means, but there you go.
It means something to them.
Right. Yeah. And it usually does. I mean, there have been very few times, like less than a handful of times, when someone's like, I don't know if you're talking
what
about
the heck that is.
Yeah. But you know, if they don't at the time, they typically come back later and they're like, oh my God, I remember, and it's this and this. And it is the craziest stuff. So that's my process. Makes me very comfortable because I know that I'm doing it in a safe and trusted space, and that's in my meditative state. I really like going into meditation first. I can do a cold reading on someone if they ask me to. There have been a few times when, oh, this is really interesting. Okay, so there's been a few times where, and I think I've talked about this on other episodes, I'm going to go somewhere and I'm like getting ready and somebody suddenly pops up and is like, oh, tell them that, you know, whatever, like some message. I'm like, who are you? So I know then, or I've learned that I am going to run into someone at whatever event that needs to receive this message. Now, out of hundreds of people, who the hell am I supposed to tell is the question. And sometimes when I get around this person, spirit will pop up again, or, you know, whoever this person's loved one is will pop up again and, you know, tell me the message again or whatever it is. And then I have to try to figure out who they belong to, because they're
it's
not
the
like
guy in the orange shirt.
Right. It's Waldo. Yeah, it's, I mean, it happened. Off the top of my head, I can remember going to a golf tournament, and the morning when I was getting ready, I'm like in my bathroom, you know, brushing my teeth or whatever, and this like lady pops up and she looked like a grandmother or something, or a, you know, I don't know, but very like, you know, New York accent type of thing, like a, I don't know, I can't quite describe it, almost like she wasn't Hispanic, but she reminded me very much of like a Hispanic woman. Very animated and that kind of thing. And I didn't know who, like I forgot all about it. I was at the tournament and we're like golfing away and laughing and drinking and whatever. And then she pops up again. I was like, oh shoot, I forgot all about her. And I'm like, I don't know if it's the guys we're golfing with. I don't know. So I didn't know who to tell. And I felt so crazy just asking people, like, did you lose this woman?
I was going to say, what did you do?
Well, in that instance, I didn't do anything, and I felt really bad about it afterward. But she came back that night as I'm trying to go to sleep, and I apologized, and she's like, that's okay. It's a lot to ask that you don't know who you're looking for. I was like, thanks. And I still felt, you know, I still felt kind of bad about it because, I mean, she made the effort to come through. And so I don't know. I don't run around like Teresa Caputo and just like, hey, who lost a, you know, a turtle? I don't do that.
All right. So do a cold reading on me.
I can't do it. Put me on the spot. So friends are hard. Friends and family are really hard. And this is, I've been asked this question before about doing readings for friends and family. I do them, but it's hard to do because the people that you know well, it's really hard to prove to them that this is coming from another source. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, I will tell, you guys probably know this about me because you've known me for a long time. I don't remember crap. Like, my memory is garbage unless we're talking New Kids on the Block or...
Game of Thrones.
Yeah, like anything 80s or... No, like, I don't remember things well. I just don't. So if you tell me stuff, there's a very good chance I'm not going to remember it. Very good chance. And there's an even better chance that as soon as you're out of my line of sight, I will forget that you were even with me. Like, I really will. So... I mean, my mom is like, I told you such and such. I'm like, Mom, as soon as we hung up, I forgot everything you said. Like, I'm so sorry. So I don't have this like memory bank of, you know, every childhood story that you guys have told me. But I don't know that people really believe that. So if like the times that I've given friends and family readings, like the information is spot on, which is great, but I feel like there is a level of doubt in there somewhere. There's some underlying doubt because they're like, oh, well, she knows me. So I try not to do readings for family and friends. I'll do it, but I do it with caution and I preface that reading with a whole lot of, you know, you're going to get what you get. And mm-hmm. I don't know what to tell you. I don't remember that you broke your leg when you were 7. And, you know, so when stuff like that comes up and they're like, oh, you remember? And I'm like, no, I absolutely don't. I do. You know what I found, though, when I do readings for people that I know well is that I have started to notice that I get more psychic information, like things they need to know now.
Oh, that's interesting.
Versus mm-hmm. talking to an ancestor.
Yes, I found that to be true. And I don't know what that's about. I don't know if that's my own self-doubt or that, you know, that kind of protective thing where I feel like they might doubt me if I give them a reading from a loved one. So I don't know if that's what it is or if my team is like, nope, they don't need to connect. What they need to know is this to mm-hmm. better move forward. I don't know, but it's happened a handful of times now. And I'm like, what the heck? That's not what they asked for. But I guess that's what they needed.
Is that when people are asking to connect with somebody and get information instead? Or is it just when they say, hey, do a cold reading?
It's more like a cold reading.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what happened with me.
And he's. Yes, that's right.
Remember?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I had to remind you.
Yeah. See? That's my good old memory.
But yeah, that's
right.
What happened there.
Yeah.
And it wasn't because as you're sitting here talking, I was like, I don't think she talked to any of my family. If she did, mm-mm. she didn't describe them. Mm-mm. So that's definitely what happened. It was a spur of the moment. It was on the mm-hmm. fly. We were on one of our walks.
Right. And your people did come through, like your guides and
right.
those people, not
spirits,
like
not a family
loved
member,
ones that crossed over.
Not
yeah.
anyone who's passed away.
Right. And your mm-hmm. people were like, I remember them being like a little...
Well, it was quit asking questions, trust and believe.
Right, yeah,
they were
like,
really pissed.
Didn't they cross their arms?
Yeah.
They had like yeah. their arms crossed.
It was,
like
it was a, yeah.
Yeah,
they were a little right. huffy, maybe right. is the right word. So
you're asking too many questions?
And the same questions all over and over about stuff that was going on in mm-hmm. Houston at the time and whether or not we would stay or return and mm-hmm. a whole series of questions. So
you were asking questions about your own future and...
Oh, totally.
Because
totally.
You're trying to control and...
No. Honestly, it wasn't controlling. It was trying to make sense of the information because none of it made sense. Questions to answers we got, or answers to questions we got, I should say, that mm-hmm. Were completely just off the cuff. I mean, this happened over the course of months, not just a week or whatever, but,
no, I the swear huffy... to Lucifer with this dragon. I swear.
He's got something to say.
No, that's Hennessy.
Yeah.
Oh, she barks at leaves something. Falling. Yes.
Okay. Well, she's protecting you.
Oh yeah. Sure. Yeah. No.
You know how dangerous those leaves are?
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And you need to know that they're out there falling. Dropping on the grass.
I know.
Mother. So... Yeah, so it wasn't, I mean, it was the culmination of a lot of things over a lot of time. And it did wind up at the end feeling very, what is the future? What is, you know, it was confirming and it was validating because none of it made sense. The answers that we were getting that weren't sought at the time we first, very first got them. So, but it did at the end seem very, what is, you know, is this correct? Can you validate? It was those kinds of questions over and over. And they were extremely huffy and just
you got on
tapping
their last
your foot.
Nerve.
Oh, I know yeah. I did. Mm-hmm.
Where my people were like, you're going to ask for the 999th time? Okay.
We'll answer.
Because we did get information about things that we were not seeking.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was just, here you go.
Right.
It was very different. It was a different experience.
That was a different experience.
Super different.
But the reading, getting back to that part of it, was very much about the future. And all of that, the stuff that you gave me was very relevant at the time. And over the course of the next couple of weeks into a couple of months, didn't make as much sense immediately, but made more sense over and over time. But it wasn't a reading into family. It wasn't about anybody who had passed. And there have been a couple people who had passed very recently and then several months back at the time. So it wasn't out of the realm of possibility that they could have come through, but they definitely didn't. And it was a clear what I needed to know at that time situation.
Yeah. And I think that's definitely how it works is, I mean, I'm finding that as I go along. And like I said, it tends to be more for people that I know and love that they just need immediate information that doesn't pertain to things that you may know deep down about someone you know and love. You know, like someone that's crossed over.
Right, right.
Where, you know, if I'm like, they just want you to know that they're happy. Like deep down, you probably know that. And I mean, not everybody that crosses over is happy deep down.
That's true.
Because I think, you know, I've heard it so many times where other mediums or psychic mediums or whatever have said, who you are in this world is who you are in the next world. Like, you don't automatically cross over and you're like, I'm an angel. Like, if you were kind of a D on this side, you're kind of a D on the other side. Like, just how it is. So, these are things that we're all capable of doing. They're abilities that we all have. So some people just work them out, you know, like you go to the gym and work out your delicious booty. And it's the same thing. Like if you meditate and practice these things, then you can hone those skills. And so
do you think everyone could be a medium?
I think to some degree, maybe.
I don't think so.
I do.
I think everybody can be a psychic. But I'm not convinced that everybody can be a medium. I think a lot can.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people have that gift, but not everybody.
I was just curious.
And I think everybody has it. And you just have to know how to exercise it. But I think everyone is capable of communicating with spirit in whatever way. And that's guides, that's angels and loved ones. And I think we all have it. So it's just a matter of to what degree, because just amongst the three of us, we all have it just in varying strength. And maybe strength is not even the right word. It's varying
forms.
There you go. That's the better way to put it. So I can see and hear and feel and smell and all of that. And how do you guys identify your mediumship? Like, what are your...
Well, I'll be honest, I don't really get anything unless it's through a Reiki session. So there is no doing readings on anybody. But to be fair, I've never tried either. I've never tried to just meditate and get to that place where I'm just communing with spirit.
But that's a form of a reading, though, because afterward you're relaying information that you received. So you get it through a Reiki session where you're more getting like information from ancestors.
Ancestors or just I get the I forget which clair it's called, but the knowing, and it doesn't I don't have to have anyone tell me. If I hear it, if it comes in my head or if I see it, I get a feeling that it is as true as the sky is blue. Mm-hmm. And with that's when I know this is something that needs to be relayed, and it didn't necessarily come from anybody or not, but it's just something that has to be shared and is true in that moment.
Yeah. So that's mediumship. Yeah.
Clear cognizance. See, I don't think that's mediumship though, the way we just talked about it.
But I think it is, because you're being, that information is being delivered via a divine source. So you're not going out there into the universe and saying, give me this stuff. Like, you're getting it via like their guides, or do you know what I mean?
Right. Okay.
So that's what a medium is you're working with others to get this information. You're just the conduit.
Right.
In the middle. Right. So.
Well, and that goes back to, you know, psychic versus medium. You know, is I know that, you know, a psychic receives, you know, information from various entities, but I think a medium is focused on those that have passed away and have crossed over the other side. As far as communicating with your guides and your angels, I don't think that's a mediumship. I think that's just psychic ability.
Well, it's mediumship in the sense that you're working with other divine energies to receive information, because that's what the mediumship is. You're receiving it, where as a psychic, you perceive it, because you're typically reading someone's aura or energy to get that information, to perceive it and deliver it. Whereas the medium, you're receiving it from another source and then delivering it.
So what do you think, take your ability aside, and what do you think the Reiki session is? Psychic or medium?
I think it's both. And maybe even more than just the two. Whatever is bigger that we haven't even learned about yet. I mean, there's so much that goes on in a session where we're working with a physical being and their spirit beings and our spirit beings and everything in between.
Right.
So I think there's a lot of stuff that goes on, because in one of those sessions, we see past lives. We see things that haven't yet occurred. Like, I remember we worked on a mutual friend, and I had seen some stuff where she said, oh yeah, I used to live in that place, and that's exactly what it was like. And that other scene doesn't sound familiar to me, but I have been thinking about moving back. So it was past and future. So there's some of everything, I think, when you are doing a Reiki session, because then there are times where we've done a Reiki session on someone and a loved one came through, and it was to deliver, like specifically came through to deliver a message. So I think there's some of everything in there.
Interesting. I was just curious what you thought. I wouldn't have described it as mediumship. I mean, I completely get what you're saying. I didn't think of it that way.
I think there's a mediumship aspect to it. I think Reiki is just another form of being a psychic. It's another conduit of letting messages, but healing is coming through as well.
Right.
So
there's everything in there.
And I would say probably Reiki, the way I've heard it described and have experienced it from other practitioners, is probably more psychic. And what we are learning from our teacher and her particular flavor of Reiki, I think, is definitely more mediumship now that we're having this conversation. Mm-hmm. I don't think every Reiki session is.
No,
from
no,
every teacher, no, every flavor
no,
of it.
Agreed.
No, yeah. Our teacher, I mean, she's got that gift, and and that's what she's teaching.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, agreed.
It, you know, how to exercise that particular muscle.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So in mediumship, or as a psychic, whatever the case, we get information in different ways. So Lily, you talked about the knowing, like you just know, but there's other ways too. And it's like you can see things.
Mm-hmm.
So you in particular have chosen not to see, and you don't see anything, right?
Oh, not anymore.
Well, now you're seeing ancestors.
Yes.
Okay.
In Reiki sessions.
Right, just in Reiki sessions.
I've seen very little outside of Reiki, and when I do, I vanish almost immediately.
It's the cartoon feet hitting the butt, smoke in the air. Yeah.
Yep.
I get it.
And not just me. I mean, I will do a protect myself and you get out of here.
Right.
Invocation like instantly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Does that happen often?
No, it's only happened a couple times, but.
That you've seen something else or?
Mm-hmm. That I had the slightest inkling that there might be something else and I was not doing Reiki at the time. And I was like, oh, no, we're done.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember you saying that in Houston, right? Like there were a few times like you came back to your room and you're like, the energy feels off. And so you.
Okay. So that was different. That was just a feeling. I would walk in. And I was like, this doesn't feel right. You know, people are in and out of that hotel all the time. Mm-hmm. We're going to clear or sage or smudge something before we go to sleep and clear the room out. But no, this has been actual physical seeing something. And I wasn't sure if like a foot got out of the, you know, I saw a foot one time and I thought I saw hands around a door. And I was like, nope, mm-hmm. go away. Mm-hmm. Protect myself and go away. So it may have been completely benign. It may have been someone trying to reach out, but in those moments I was not ready for it. So but in a Reiki session since level 3, since this last class, I've been open to it and I've seen it more and more every time I do one, even remote sessions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there is the ability to see, and you don't always see with your physical eye, you don't always see with your mind's eye, you don't always actually see like who it is you're working with or whatever the case. It could be like a silhouette. It could be just a
shadow.
Yeah, it could be a shadow. Yeah. It could be just a mass of like, I guess what you could describe as like smoke, where you're like, oh yeah, there's just a big foggy something.
Yeah, because that happens to me.
Does that happen often?
Probably more often than I talk about.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Like there was a time of a friend of mine and I, we were sitting on the beach and it was pretty late at night and I saw a shadow go by, which I thought was strange given that time of night we were the only people on the beach. So I turned around and looked and there was nobody there. I looked behind me, nobody. And, my friend said, you saw it too. I was like, yeah, I did.
And we're leaving.
No, it was, she saw it. And it turned out to be the anniversary of her father's passing away. So
he was just saying hi.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was nothing. There was no scariness to it. It was just somebody's here. Somebody's saying hi. Some, you know, it's just, hey, what's up? Mm-hmm. And you know, I'm okay, you're okay thing. And but that's, you know, didn't see a body or it was a shadow that came by. And I mean, it went by so quick. It was like maybe, you know, I thought maybe a child had run mm-hmm. past us or something. And but I knew that we were by ourselves. And so things like that.
Yeah. I think I've talked about this before, but most of the time when I see it's in my mind's eye, there are times when I will see someone in quote unquote physical form, like just as real as all of us sitting here. And then there's times when it's just a mass of color. And I am definitely of the belief that they choose how and when they're seen. So they can choose to be fully seen. They can choose to not be seen at all and just be felt. Or, I mean, they choose how they make their presence known. I definitely believe that. So, yeah, that's it's up to them. But then there's hearing them. Do you guys hear them? Do you guys hear? Yeah, you must, because you deliver messages.
I've heard. Yeah, I don't always know, especially recently. I just hear things or get a message and I'm trying to think now if it's a physical hearing or if it's just something comes through as if I was hearing it, but it just comes in my brain. I
don't know. Telepathic.
Yeah. I guess that's
telepathic.
Right.
Telepathic. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it comes across as if it was spoken.
So it's almost like a thought.
Right. But those sort of form, I can't describe it, but when I get a thought, when it's my own perception about something, it sort of forms, and it forms from something small to something more elaborate or something more concrete, maybe is the right word. So there's a period of even if it's a few seconds where it develops, and when I get a clear-cut message, when I'm hearing, or when I guess when I'm being told, it comes through as if someone's talking and I'm hearing it come through fully mm-hmm. formed, fully developed. It's not my perception. It is a message coming through.
Right.
At that time. And I guess I didn't even really think about that being hearing.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose it is.
Physical hearing or versus it's, a telepathic hearing?
It's not what I'm getting is not physical. I haven't heard physical words in my head.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just because they didn't hit my ears. It comes into my head the same way it would.
It's almost like seeing with your mind's eye. It's almost like the ear in your mind. It's mm-hmm. I know exactly what you mean.
That's what
because I mean. There is a conversation, there's a dialogue, but it's not with your physical ears.
Correct.
Yes, I know exactly what you mean.
Okay.
No, I'm on board.
So I don't know if that's actual clairaudience, if that's the true, if you're not hearing with your physical ears.
That's a form of clairaudience.
But I mean, that has happened.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even think about that though.
Yeah, that does happen to me. And they, so that happens in readings, that happens when I am, you know, like I said, sometimes I'm relaying the information, like the message to the recipient, and their loved one will pop back in and then start chatting all over again. And sometimes it is like that where it's talking, and usually it is like that mind's ear kind mm-hmm. of thing. And then sometimes it is with my physical ears and I'm like, who's here?
Well, that was my next question. Yeah. Do you hear voices or do you just hear sounds? Like, I know you've heard sounds because we've talked about that. You're
both.
Your drawer handle was clanking or something.
Oh, I heard that the other day.
Ooh,
yeah.
Is that back?
I don't know if it's back. Like, it was back for a minute. It was like just yesterday or the day before. Maybe it was Saturday. And like, I was here by myself. The house was all quiet. I mean, you know, my dragons were here, but they were in the living room with me. And I was like, what the fuck? It's been a long time since I heard that. And I solved my TV issue. I unplugged that bitch. I was like, we're done with that. So
and
I don't
it has not come back on, right?
No, like I'll walk into the room, like creep in all like a freak show.
Because if it comes back on,
listen,
that TV is going out to the curb.
The curb. I'm going out to the curb. I'm like, F this. Come on, guys. We're out. Like, we are done. No, this is not Poltergeist. I'm not rolling the TV out. I will roll myself out. I'll be like, you can have the house. It's all yours.
I'm not even playing.
No. So, yes, I do hear things like that with my physical and internal ear. I don't know how to word that, but yes. There have been times where I hear a conversation, and I don't even know if it's a conversation. Well, I'll say it's a conversation. I don't know if it's one-sided. I don't know if it's with two people or more, but there is this, like, far-off conversation, and I am looking around like, where the hell is that coming from?
Are you eavesdropping?
I must be, yeah. With a baby monitor. But it's the craziest thing. And it's like it's not a whisper. It's louder than a whisper, but it almost sounds like someone is having a conversation across a field and you can hear it, but you can't hear it. You know what I mean? Like, you know what's going on, but you can't make anything out. Yes. Mm-hmm. And the first time that ever happened to me was in a meditation. And so when I first started meditating, I would go onto YouTube and find music, like meditation music, and listen to that. And I found some that I really liked, so I would listen to them over and over again. And some were 30 minutes, some were an hour or however long. And like, I knew them well and had listened to them all the way through for some of those meditations. And then suddenly, a few times, there's talking. And I'm like, what the, like, I remember opening my eyes, looking around like, who the heck? And it was like in my ears, because I had headphones on, like in my ears and off in the distance, I can hear this conversation. And I'm like, what the hell is up? I've listened to these over and over again. And then next time I would listen to that same one, nothing. Just a straight up, you know, soundtrack or something.
You're getting crosstalk from somewhere.
Yeah. Somebody's saying something. I don't know. So that happened a few times on different tracks. And it was the craziest thing. Very crazy.
It's bizarre. Do you get any kind of hearing? Auditory? Mind's eye? Mind's ear?
Physically, it's... I can't recall of any physical hearing. It's all just been...
The telepathic?
Yes, the telepathic. And I've had to, you know, at times, you know, stop and think, okay, was that through the mind's eye? Or as we've termed tonight, the mind's ear? the mind's or was ear. That a physical noise? And each time it was like, no, that was through the mind's eye. That was totally telepathic. Because I remember when I first started doing this, I asked, say, wait a minute, we just had an entire conversation, but my lips didn't move.
Right.
And they told me, so it's telepathic. We don't need to communicate that way. Like,
interesting.
Oh, mm-hmm. Well, that's kind of cool. That's cool.
Yes, it is very cool. I mean, however they choose to communicate. You touched on what was it that you said earlier? It's telepathy, mm-hmm. where they can transmit information like that. So I get that a lot too, where they will. It's almost like they go into your memory bank and they look for things that you are familiar with, like a crayon or a... Okay, here's a perfect example. It is like the movie Transformers, where Bumblebee... Have you guys seen Transformers?
Uh-huh.
Where Bumblebee uses the radio and he plays snippets of songs,
right,
to have a conversation. And it's like that. So it's like they go into your memory bank, and if they're trying to tell you, like, you say, what is your name? And they show you a rose, then, you know, this energy's name is Rose or Rosa or... something like that.
Flower?
Right. Thorn.
Pink.
Right. So it's things like that, you know, and you ask another question or you're trying to get information and they show you a beach and you have to decipher what that means, and you can deliver that
they
and say...
They called you a beach.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. A super beach.
That's what happened.
You're a sandy beach. So then you have to deliver that, and I've done that where I'm like... I have to think about it, and the person receiving has to think about it. And then if, you know, they're not understanding, then we keep drilling and we're like, okay, what else is in this setting? And what does this mean to me? And, you know, do I have a specific memory? What does this remind me of? And so it could be, you know, sunburn or whatever it is. But that's another way where it's telepathy like that, where they pull these things, or it could be they flash words. So they don't, you know, you don't have this conversation going on per se. It's you're getting it through images or like little movie clips or.
Right. Movie clips. Mm-hmm. Small movie clips. I get that.
Little snippets.
Right.
Vignettes. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like, where are you going to get this information? How do you know? How do you know? So it's interesting stuff. Or I've seen where they will show me, you know, if I ask how they passed away or something, they'll show me like clutching their chest. I've seen that. Yeah, or
see, now that's mediumship.
Yeah, well, it's telepathy is what I'm saying. Yeah. Because it's just that image that they're flashing at you where they are just, you know, it's that little memory or what am I trying to say, it's like that transfer of that mm-hmm. image. So I mean, I don't know, they're gonna find a way to communicate. Do you guys ever feel anything, like physically feel or smell anything?
One time I thought I smelled, you know, something, you know, I was going through this ritual and I was outside and I would get this sweet smell of something come through every once in a while. And And I was thinking, oh, wow, this is... No, dummy. You've got a candle over there. When the wind blew just right, the scent was hitting me.
It smells like cookies. That's hilarious.
It's like, dadgummit.
Yeah, sometimes there is a very logical explanation.
Yeah. Yeah. I always look for the logical first. I always look for the logical.
For sure. I think it's wise. It keeps you grounded, too.
Yeah, it keeps it real.
So you're not living in the damn clouds.
And humble.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, you idiot.
Right.
You don't, you're
like, no one pinched me. That was a damn ant that bit my ass.
Right.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you guys know that I have been touched. I have been...
Wait, you've been touched or you are touched?
We decline not to answer.
Whatevs. Whatevs. Yeah, I don't appreciate the touching. That's happened for a very long time. And I'm like, you know.
I would so freak out if I were you.
Yeah.
No,
I don't love it. I don't invite it. I'm like, please stop that. Yeah. Especially when I'm trying to sleep. Don't effing touch me.
Yeah.
What the heck?
Keep your little telepathic fingers to yourself.
Yeah. Keep your little claws to yourself. No, I don't like it. And it's happened when I've been trying to fall asleep. It's happened when I've been asleep and it'll wake me up because it is that distinct. Where I've talked about these stories before where I've woken up in the night, like I felt the weight of someone's hand on my arm and I thought it was Sean. So when I went to, you know, turn into him, he's facing the other way. I was like, oh, hell. Not him. Mm-hmm. So, or, you know, the weight of someone sitting on the bed or I'm like, oh,
well, I've had that feeling the weight, mm-hmm. the weight on the bed.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I feel something jump on the bed.
Jump on the bed.
Yeah. And I just turn around.
What the fresh hell?
Assuming it's a cat and there's nothing there.
Okay. I'm uneasy with that. Something jumps on the bed.
Yeah. You know, like.
And she says it all casually.
Yeah. You get that feeling that, you know, that sensation of an animal just pops up there. I mean, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Do you feel like it's an animal?
Well, when I look around and there's nothing there, I mean, it felt exactly like an animal jumping on the bed. And it's like, okay, well, so, you know, one of my lost
furry friends.
Yes. Yeah. One of my friends, right. One of my furry friends from the past is popping in and I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, hey, buddy. All right. Let's move on.
No, not jumping on the bed. I've felt like
touching you is okay.
No, that's not okay either. I have felt like after Honey crossed over, there were a few times I was sitting in the living room and in the chair that I used to sit in, she would come and sit right next to me and like press up against my legs. And I felt that a few times after she had crossed over and I was like,
and I'm afraid, you know, when my daughter's two cats, when they pass over, because they have been present for, you know, this journey that we've had these last, you know, few years with Reiki and whatnot. I mean, they've been part of it. I mean, they've gotten their little Reiki sessions. And when I meditate, you know, one of them is all up in my lap. So they've been on this journey.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be interesting to see what happens when they cross over.
Mm-hmm.
Will their presence be more noticeable?
Right.
Because there's that more of a connection than with past animal companions.
And you'll be much more aware of it.
Right. That's what I was going to say. Right. I don't know that the connection is stronger. I just think you're more in tune. So you'll notice their presence for sure. Or maybe in the past you wrote it off as something else. Or didn't even notice.
Or ghost kitties jumping on my bed.
Mm-hmm. Ghost kitties.
Ghost Freddy.
That's going to make a promo. Ghost kitties.
Ghost kitties.
Oh, now that I'd go see that movie.
Ghost Kitties. Don't say it too fast.
I do hate you sometimes, you know that.
Oh, God. I didn't mind any of that before I came in here.
You're welcome.
welcome.
Uh-huh. You're welcome. Too. You're welcome, audience. That will make a promo.
I better make the blooper reel. where that
there goes. Is no blooper reel. No.
It all makes the final edits. Mm-mm. So, yeah, I mean, they're going to communicate however the hell they want to communicate. So with touch, I mean, yeah, I've said it before. I will say it again. Those mother effers like to touch me and they.
So can you like just put your rules up and say, OK, no touching ever? Stop.
Yeah, I have.
And they don't listen to you?
No, I know. Yeah. Who doesn't listen to me?
How rude.
That's what I said.
You secretly want to be touched.
I guess. Like, OK, here's a good example. So this was like way before my grandma left, before Reiki, before all that stuff. This has happened all my life. It's ridiculous. So I was in this kitchen on the step stool putting like blinds up in the kitchen and home alone, just me and the dragons. Okay. Home alone. No other human in the house except for the four-legged creatures. And I'm up at the top of the step stool reaching up over the window to put the blinds up or whatever the heck.
And you get tickled.
If only it was a damn tickle. So someone grazed my leg, like just under the butt cheek, like right. Like, I mean, it was a graze where I turned around, like whipped my head back because I'm like the only one of my dogs that could even remotely reach that high when I'm on a step stool is Huey. He's a lab, like he's tall. And he was not in the kitchen. None of them were in the kitchen with me. The only one that was remotely close was Hennessy, and she was standing outside of the kitchen. But that's, I mean, that was easily like 5 feet away. So I was like, mm-hmm. No.
Lily's over here shaking her head mm-hmm. like, no way yeah. in no, the sir. World.
No, sir. Yeah. She won't sleep tonight.
No, thanks very much.
She's going to text us all night so none of us can sleep. Yeah, so it's stuff like that that I have dealt with forever.
Has it gotten better?
There are times when it just doesn't happen, and then there's times when it picks up. So there's like no rhyme or reason.
The force is strong with this one, right?
So I'm curious, have you just stated that as a rule, or have you written it down as a rule?
I want to say I've written it down. Like, it is one of my rules.
You need to carve that stuff in stone.
I know. On my person. I'm just going to...
Tattoo it?
Yeah. Gouge it into my flesh. Do not touch.
How ironic is that?
Do not touch. Yeah. I don't like it. Yeah, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is.
Is it secret validation?
I know they're there. I don't need the physical touch for that.
Are you sure?
I am very positive.
Okay.
I know they're
I'm
there.
I'm curious. I mean, this is completely off topic, but I'm no, just I curious know. As to why it keeps happening if it's a rule. So I'm just playing devil's advocate.
Well, I will say that I haven't given permission for physical touch, but the permission that I have stated clearly is that I will openly communicate with those energies that are in God's highest love and light. So I haven't, I guess, set boundaries to that as to what that actually means. To me, that is, I will communicate with you like we hold a conversation, we exchange information, you deliver information that I need or whatever the case, not like you're going to
touch you in the middle of the night.
Right. Or come into my body or, you know, whatever, like whatever it is. So maybe I haven't been crystal clear about that, but I mean, I don't know that one of my loved ones that have crossed over or an ancestor or an angel or guide is going to come and touch me in the middle of the night knowing that it's something that would scare me. That's going to like make me jump out of the bed.
Right. Right.
So.
Yeah. Curious.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we can have another conversation about rules and boundaries.
Right.
That's a whole other topic.
But, you know, I think too, like everything else, like when we clear our homes and we... you know, go through these different rituals that we go through, the different things that we've learned. It's things that you can't just do once.
Right.
You have to do it repeatedly. So I almost think it's the same thing when you set those boundaries mm-hmm. where you need to renew those every now and then and maybe create your own ritual for that, mm-hmm. where you do it.
I very much agree with that.
Yeah. And I never really thought about it until, you know, recently going through level three where things intensified a lot and I am getting stronger at different things. And so now, I mean, I've never really turned things off where I'm like, no, right now is my time. Like I just either sometimes I go in with the intention of communicating with someone and sometimes I don't. And they just, you know, come up and they want to get a message across. But, you know, when it's those times when I'm not focused on it, they seem to be popping up more and more. And right. It's they're not negative energies, not by any means. I don't feel threatened or afraid or anything. So I am reaching the point where I know that it's going to be important for me to set those rules and say, nope, this is my downtime. And, mm-hmm. you know, we can communicate later when I'm ready to do it or, you know, whatever the right. case, because there's a lot.
You're still physical. You have to have a life.
Yeah.
Yeah,
for sure. So when I'm binge watching Shameless, that ain't the time.
There you go.
Because I'm not going to hear you. I'm focused on Fiona. You. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, they're going to find a way. They're going to find a way. So regardless, like whether you're a medium, a psychic medium, like whatever the case, just whatever you're doing, make sure that you are being safe about it. Don't just, you know, I know a lot of people and we've had some people in our Reiki shares and Reiki classes that have been, I mean, so into learning this stuff for the wrong reasons. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know who I'm talking about?
I think they've got, they have a gift and they've been hearing, they've been feeling, they've been knowing. And I think their curiosity is just through the friggin' roof.
Right. And so it's dangerous though, because with that level of excitement, I think it just leaves a lot of room for you to make mistakes and to maybe not take the proper steps to be, to make sure that you lock the doors and, you know, put the plywood on the windows and all that.
You protect yourself.
Right. So that level of excitement. Yeah. That I think everybody that has come to those classes has had a level of ability in some way, shape or form. And for that, for one specific person, like it was just the level of excitement was a little bit concerning because then I did look at it as, when you practice, are you too excited to make sure that you're going to be safe and secure? Well, and yeah,
that's going to be part of their journey.
Oh yeah, they'll for sure.
Real quick.
For sure. But you know, at the time they had other people in the home and then you have to think about what effect that has on other people because, you know, when we jacked around with the Ouija board, it affected everybody. It wasn't just, you know, me or our roommate's sister or whatever the case. It was everybody got some of that.
Yeah. So before your level one class, so before my level one class, I told Matt, okay, this is what I'm about to do. And some of it is going to rub off on you just because you're in my proximity. I was trying to explain to him, you know, I'm going to go through a cleanse and it's not like a cleanse like you hear other people talk about. Yes, it's physical. It's, you know, spiritual. It's all the feels. And I'm just going to apologize to you up front. And things might happen to you that you're going to be like, what the heck? And mm-hmm. I'm just going to apologize for that now. did you have that conversation with Sean before your level one?
Mm-mm. Because I didn't know what to expect. I had no idea. And he knew about some of the stuff that I had been through. And he knew about, you know, things that I didn't quite understand before that what I was seeing or feeling or hearing or sensing, or I just out of fear would shrug a lot of things off. So it wasn't until level one that I understood what was going on. And, you know, with each level, I understand a lot better. So he was kind of in the dark like I was and would really just go off of whatever information I relayed, which I didn't talk about it very much because it scared me so much. So once I went through the level one class and started experiencing all that stuff, then I was better able to communicate that. And then, you know, I'd meditate and he's like, did you talk to anybody? So he was always really supportive like that, which is great. And unlike, you know, he didn't grow up like I grew up where this, I mean, I grew up hearing about this stuff from the time when I can remember. It was talk of whatever the case, spirit and demons and whatever. I mean, that's just how my family grew up in the Dominican Republic. And it's just a
part of life.
It's part of your culture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very well known. And then, you know, the different religions that my family practiced over the years. And it's, you know, so that's just how we all grew up and hearing these stories of, you know, things that go bump in the night and literally. So he didn't grow up that way. So he didn't have the fear that I had and he didn't have the experiences and all that. So I didn't know to tell him anything because I didn't know what to expect. And that one experience I had with Reiki for like, you know, 10, 15 minutes, I was like, nope, that's all I need. Nope, I'm done. So now I know that it really wasn't anything scary that happened. I just didn't understand it. And my people were probably like, oh my gosh, she's going to do it. Or, you know, she asked about it. And I was like, nope. Not just no, but hell F no. Yeah. I had the Captain America shield up.
Everything in its own time.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Because I was not ready. Not ready back then. So psychic ship, mediumship.
There you go.
So, yeah, I hope that we explained that well. I have a much better understanding. And like I said, I mean, I started researching this when I was coming up with the concept for the show and the name for the show. And I tend to gravitate more towards being called a medium because I feel like that's where I practice the most. So really, really a psychic medium, but I label as a medium.
It can be whatever you want it to be.
A unicorn. Today I'm a pony. So, yeah, I have a much better understanding. I hope everyone understands a little better now. I mean, I hope we did it some justice. There's so much information out there and some of it is it contradicts itself. And it's I really just said, what does the majority say? Like, where do mm-hmm. I feel this resonates for me? And
right. What makes sense to me?
Right.
You know, you're right. There's so much information right. out there. And when I read, there's some things out there that are, you know, okay, yeah, so-and-so is the expert on this or whatever. I read it and I think that's total BS.
Right.
There is no friggin' way.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just that there's some things that I read. I know in my heart that is right.
Right.
That is 100% correct. Agreed. I can get behind that.
Right. And just because we don't agree with what someone says doesn't mean it's not true. It's true for them. It's their experience. So I've learned that as well because even with our Reiki teacher, I don't agree with everything she says. And she's told us she doesn't agree with everything her teachers have told her. That's healthy. I think it's really good. If you blindly just follow someone's words and...
That's called a cult.
Yes. Like you're not going to learn anything. You're not. You are just following. And you need to think outside of the box and think for yourself. And I mean, we've said it before. We are not the gospel. We don't know everything. These are our experiences. And even we don't agree with each other all the time. Mm-hmm. We have different experiences and that's totally cool. And it helps me to get to know you guys better and to be on your journey a little bit more. And for you guys to get to know me better because I'm amazing.
You're a unicorn.
I am a unicorn. Today I'm a pony.
Or a pony.
So,
well, and that's, you know, it's a good point. It's bringing up the conversation, having the conversation or having the, you know, the time to think internally, like what does it mean to you? And mm-hmm. that is truly what's important. What word resonates for you?
Right.
That is more important than whether you tick all the boxes or tick more boxes under psychic versus medium. Like
exactly.
what fits for you. And that will be different for every person. And that right. is okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And some people, you know, their strength is communicating with plants. Mm-hmm. That's a thing. It's mm-hmm. for real. It sounds funny, but it's true.
Oh, that is true.
Yeah. So everyone has different strengths and I celebrate all of them. Unless your strength is chasing children and doing bad things. That's not nice. Don't do it. That I can't celebrate.
Just say no.
Just say no. Just say no to being bad. Or driving awesome. Slowly in front of me. I don't like it. Don't do it. This summer has been a challenge for me.
It's almost over. Couple weeks. Road rage.
I know. I can't wait.
Mm-hmm. Then we get a nice break before the snowbirds.
I am ready to bust out a calendar and mm-hmm. count down the days mm-hmm. because, yeah. So for you guys that don't know, we live in the Panhandle in Florida, and it is very touristy here. And I mean touristy. And like every license plate I see is from out of state. Mm-hmm. And no one understands how a roundabout works. Not an effing soul. I'm like, just go. Just
you do not have to come to a complete stop.
Yes, it is a.
It's the point.
No. The funniest thing that I've seen is somebody actually in the roundabout and they stop.
Yes,
in the roundabout.
What the fresh hell is that?
People in.
Yes.
Like, well, no. You're in a roundabout. Keep going.
No. How about the other day? I'm driving towards Fresh Market. And it is like traffic, like nobody's mm-hmm. business out there driving in that direction. And the guy in front of me has already slowed down a few times to let other people go. And none of them wanted to go. I'm like, dude, stop doing that crap. He comes to a complete stop on that road to let someone turn from the other lane to come across our lane to turn into the Fresh Market. Oh, my God. I was like, I'm going to get out of this effing car and I'm going to hit you so damn hard. I was so angry. It was horrible. I was like, what the hell? Every terrible mm-hmm. cuss word in English and Spanish. I'm sure there was some German in there. I'm positive.
You're like, welcome.
Yeah. I don't even speak German, but I'm positive I was speaking in tongues right then. I was okay, so pissed.
Did you like utilize the horn?
I did.
Do you utilize the finger?
I was like, Care Bear Stare. Like, come on. Oh my God, I was so pissed. I was so angry. I'm like, this effing guy. So that has been.
But we digress.
I know. I don't know how I got there.
Two more weeks. We got this.
I'm trying to remember.
We live in a tourist town.
Mm-hmm. We do. It's so touristy. It's a beautiful place. But I just want everyone to go away now. I'm done.
It's almost done.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So with that, you guys, I hope that you enjoyed this episode. I had a lot of fun researching this, a lot of fun talking about it tonight with my besties, and I hope you guys enjoyed it as well. I will tell you one thing I did not enjoy. I have my laptop in front of me, and I have my show notes, and my screen kept locking my page with my notes, and that I was equally as angry. Equally as angry. Care Bear Stare.
Put the Care Bear Stare in your laptop.
Yes. So I just had to go off the cuff with some of this. Sorry, microphone. I just hit you because these damn show notes. So whoever is in here locking my screen, knock it off. I don't like it.
I'm willing to bet there's a setting for that.
Yeah, there is a setting. I'm sure there's a setting. So in any event, this was a lot of fun. If you guys have your own info that you would like to share, your own stories on psychic ship. I know that's not a word. Or mediumship. Make sure you let us know. You can find us on Snapchat and Twitter, I believe, at Media Matters, and on Facebook and Instagram at The Media Matters, or on the website, themediamatters.com, when it's up and running again, because I had to bring that baby down so I can redo all kinds of stuff, because I don't know what happened to a bunch of the pages. It got so messed up. So right now it's under construction, you guys, but it'll be back up and running very soon. So with that, I did have a really good time. Make sure you reach out to us. Leave us a bomb.com review on iTunes or wherever the heck. And make sure you tune in and check out the show every Tuesday night at 8 Central Standard Time. That's it. These guys are just staring at me. They're like, that's it. You're done talking?
Goodbye.
That's all I get is stares. All right, you guys. Good night. Until next time. Love you.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.